the BIA did support the budget after the compromise, after the conference committee.
Right. We supported the budget because that was the best the business community was to get. As you recall, that we had avoided a two-year suspension of the BET credit against the BPT. We had avoided a capital gains tax and estate tax. We had avoided a freeze in the plan reduction in the insurance premium tax. There was all kinds of issues affecting the business community that were avoided in the budget that the conferees approved. The danger was that we would have a follow-up budget if the first one didn't pass that would be even more damaging and more egregious to the business community. So we had a choice to make. Do we support the devil we know or support the devil we don't? And we opted for the first option, and that was an appropriate decision that the board made with a lot of thought and deliberation over the course of a week. It was not it was not an easy or a quick decision.
But you knew that the LLC tax was in that budget.
Well, let me repeat. We were the only group at the time, one of the only groups, and certainly the most vocal groups, to flag that and say, what is this? Nobody had seen the language, as we now know. So we were communicating with Commissioner Clardy, trying to seek clarity at that time. The rules were not in place. They're only coming out now. So we did our best at the time to make a decision that we felt best represented the interests of the broad business community, including all businesses, small businesses, mid-sized companies, and large companies. And we've been working aggressively to make sure that if the LLC rules go into place, that they're fair and that they do indeed close a loophole. And if there's no loophole, there ought not to be this tax law change.
I want to actually follow up on that, Jim, because I remember back in June, there was very little pushback when it came to this LLC tax, and phone calls to your office you may have flagged it, but at the time there was no public announcement coming out against this thing. Would you kind of elaborate for me, as you just did, as to why that is?
Well, we didn't see it. Nobody had seen the rules. Nobody, the legislature approved the bill without, approved the budget without having, the conferees approved the budget without having seen the language. Nobody had seen the language. So without any language, what is there to react to? Just a line item that says we're going to raise $30 million. So as I said, we did our best at that time and have continued all along to aggressively interact with the Department of Revenue Administration to clarify what the law says and what the rules that they're proposing to implement the law are. And we continue to do that. And as I said in my testimony, if there remain more questions than answers, come January, we will be seeking repeal of this change in the application of the interest dividends tax, the LLC, and partnership distributions. So you made that very clear.
You're seeking answers right now. You're not taking a position on this legislation.
We didn't support the legislation. It's not something we would have preferred to see in the budget bill. We're working hard to make sure we understand it and that it is a fair application of the law. And if it's not, and if there remain questions, and if there remains the perception that this all happened in an inappropriate way, as I said, we're on the cusp. We're not there yet, but we're on the cusp of calling for repeal and starting the process over. You can't make public policy like that in the middle of the night without full vetting and full public disclosure. And unfortunately, that's not how this happened. And here we are with a room full of a lot of angry people, understandably so.
Now, some local chambers of commerce are concerned, too. What do you say to them? You bill yourself as a statewide chamber of commerce. So I guess some of the local chambers may look to your organization for some direction as well. What can you say for their concerns? That you're working on it, or?
Well, just everything I've already said. We have worked very aggressively to understand how the extension of the interest and dividends tax to distributions from partnerships and LLCs, how it will be applied, will it be fair, will it achieve its intended outcome. At the same time, this has really moved from the realm of a public policy discussion to a public relations discussion. And there may come a point at which point we say, it doesn't matter what the reality of the tax change is, the perception is the angst, the confusion, the misunderstanding is so great that we need to stop and start over. That perhaps the legislature again, we may well call for repeal of this, and if we do, we would ask the legislature to create a study commission comprised of not just legislators, but small business owners, tax practitioners, business attorneys, to really get into this and do it the right way, the way it should have been done in the first place.